Good afternoon once again, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to a special edition of Railbird Central, your breaking news draft day analysis edition. The newest members of the Green Bay Packers are Iowa cornerback Micah Hyde and Mississippi State defensive tackle Josh Boyd. To talk about these prospects, I have Zach Cruz, Cheesehead TV's very own Zach Cruz, joining me on the phone. Zach, you're also doing some work for Bleacher Report over the weekend. What are you doing over there?
You know, I'm just running kind of a little tracker that tracks all the picks and does some quick grades, nothing too crazy. But then I'm also doing separate pieces that kind of break down how each of the new draft picks fit in with the Packers next year.
Well, what are the grades you're going to give to Micah Hyde and Josh Boyd?
You know, I'm kind of split on the Micah Hyde pick. You know, I like him more as a safety. We kind of talked about that earlier before the draft guy came out. But I like him as a safety. You know, he's a read and react guy. I like him better when he can, kind of read the play in front of him, come up and make a play. He's a ball hawk kind of guy. So, it fits in the Green Bay secondary, but I'm kind of split on the grade so far.
Yeah, so of course we were going back and forth for our pro football draft preview. You do the cornerbacks, I do the safeties. We talked about him. What section were you going to put him in? We put him in with the corners, but is that going to be how it plays out in Green Bay?
I think they should give him probably a shot to be a corner. He had 3 years of starting experience as a corner, so that's probably where he's most comfortable. But I think he's kind of slow in the hips. He'll be a guy that can probably be run by at the next level. I really like it when he can maybe not have his back to the quarterback and kind of, be in front of the play and reading it going forward. I think that's where he's going to be best at the next level.
I speculated that maybe he's a Jarrett Bush cornerback, safety, hybrid, special teams guy. Do you think maybe he might make his biggest impact on special teams right away?
Yeah, I think it was Mike Mayock who might have said that he's going to be a good special teams player, can maybe do some returning. So, yeah, absolutely. I think special teams is obviously something the Packers value quite a bit, and guys, especially farther down the depth chart. So, if he can add something there, I think that's where he's going to make maybe his mark early on.
Is it a situation where they try him at corner, and if it doesn't work out, they move him to safety then if he's a little too slow? And kind of while I'm at it here, he's 197 pounds, I think. Does he need to add weight to play safety? Or, do they just hold off on that?
Yeah, I think that's probably the big issue, 197 pounds. He's a good tackler. He's a guy that, as a corner, he came up and made tackles in the backfield against the run. But you want your safeties, heavier than 197 pounds. So, maybe they try him as a corner, give him a chance as a special teamer early on. And then if he puts on some weight, gets to that maybe 205, 210 range and, can still be that kind of attacking ball hawk, and then maybe they do switch him over to safety eventually, or maybe he's better suited.
Zach, I don't know how much you know about Josh Boyd out of Mississippi State. I don't know a whole lot other than just his name and his position and where he's from. Do you know anything about him?
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of scrambling to find some information. I think if I remember right, he was one of the better bench press guys at the combine, but I'm not for certain about that.
I can pull that up. I have that in front of me. He was in the top five among defensive linemen at the combine with 32 bench press reps. So they do have that. I think we are capable about talking about the Packers defensive line, at least, even if we're not intimately familiar with Josh Boyd himself. He's 6'3", 310 pounds. Where do you see him fitting into the Packers D-line rotation?
That's 6'3", 310. That's not a bad size for a five technique or a guy that, anchors the edge of the defensive end. So, they need a depth at defensive line. It was never going to shock me if they picked two defensive linemen. So, this isn't a shock to me at all. I think, you know, they needed to add depth moving forward, especially with the free agency status of some of the guys. So, you know, if they can get him in there, maybe get him in a little bit of a rotation early on, and then, you know, maybe he's a filling guy for some of the guys that they could potentially lose down the line.
Okay, so we know the Packers have five defensive linemen whose contracts are up under 2013, but as far as 2013 goes, they currently have, I believe, 10 defensive linemen under contract. You know, how is he going to make the team this year? I see there's room next year, but it's crowded this year.
That's a good point. I think a big part of this trading down business is, you know, they want more competition at a lot of spots, you know, offensive line, defensive line. They're going to add some guys there. And, you know, maybe a guy we're not expecting next year, maybe C.J. Wilson. Maybe he doesn't make the team next year. I mean, it's going to be a good battle in camp. I think you never hurt yourself by adding competition. So, maybe he doesn't make the team either. So, you know, I think adding competition, that's never a bad thing. I think that's probably what they're trying to do here on both sides of the line.
Well, one more question here before I let you go back to work here, Zach, for Bleacher Report and do some immediate reaction and grade analysis here. But, you know, I've always thought the Packers still need another big body, a nose tackle type who's going to be 330, 340 pounds. Because both B.J. Raji and Ryan Pickett, this is their last year under contract. You know, maybe one of them will be back next year. Maybe hard to envision both being back. Is Josh Boyd a guy who can add weight and be a nose tackle type?
You know, I wish I knew more about him to give you a definitive answer on that. But I think, you know, that could definitely be something that they're, kind of projecting him as. Because, you know, Ryan Pickett is, you know, he's older. He's not under contract past next year. I mean, he's been a big guy in that defensive line as a run stuffer, and, you know, just a pretty reliable guy that they can count on. So, you know, he could regress real fast, you know, starting next year. So, you know, maybe Boyd is a guy that's, you know, 6'3", that could probably handle more weight than just 310. So, you know, yeah, maybe that's something they're projecting for Boyd. I can't be certain because I don't know too much about him, but, yeah, that makes sense to me.
Are you projecting Ryan Pickett to fall off the face of the earth and have age catch up to him?
You know, you just never know from year to year. And I think he's going to be 34. Correct me if I'm wrong there. I'm not for certain.
It's 33, 34. Like that. Yeah.
Oh, so, you know, that's an age where you just never know what can happen, especially for a big guy like him. And, you know, he's kept in pretty good shape. He, you know, injuries haven't been a big deal, but that's an age where a guy could really fall off the table. I wouldn't say I predict that. I think he'll still be a guy they can count on next year, but you just never know year to year how regression will work.
Well, Zach, I appreciate you taking a little bit of time out of your schedule to talk to me here at Cheesehead TV. Thanks for all the work you put into the draft guide this year. You did a fantastic job, and go to work here for Bleacher Report, all right?
All right, thanks,
Brian. All right, take care. Zach Cruz joining us here for a special edition of Railbird Central here at Cheesehead TV, breaking down the newest members of the Green Bay Packers. Again, Iowa cornerback Micah Hyde and Mississippi State defensive tackle Josh Boyd. These are their fifth-round draft choices, and we still have a few more to go, and we'll be breaking those down after the sixth and seventh rounds. I still got two more contributors to get to, so we got Andrew Garda, who's live at Radio City Music Hall. We've been waiting for them to take either a cornerback or a wide receiver to talk to Andrew Garda, and they got to take one of those positions here before the draft is over, right? I think everybody's been waiting for those two for quite a while, seeing if they're going to go after a backup quarterback or get another wide receiver to add to the stable. And then we got Max Ginsburg doing the fullbacks and tight ends. Who knows, before maybe the end of round seven, we can talk about new tight end too or something like that. But, I pulled up some information here from the NFL.com official NFL combine profiles for these players here, kind of that they did for the NFL combine. And I pulled up Josh Boyd's here first. So kind of bear with me here as I read through some of Josh Boyd's analysis from NFL.com. So his strengths, the defensive tackle for Mississippi State, quote, has ever-churning legs that continually keep his feet moving while engaged to press the pocket and when chasing ball carriers down the line. Flashes a burst off the line, keeps pad levels low. Oh boy, Mike McCarthy's going to love that. Maintains leverage, holds up at the point, displays a nice swim move to beat blockers. Flashes the quickness to attack gaps on zone runs and spins off blocks to get into plays when singled up. Now here's his weaknesses. His average size can be an issue when facing stronger, longer interior linemen, not to mention strong doubles, who can land their punches and send him backwards. Does move to his sides very well, lacks agility, doesn't display the speed to pursue. Scouts aren't sure if Boyd can be a true three technique either, meaning he'll be limited to a one gap nose tackle role. So there you go. There's the nose tackle mentioned there. Although they did mention one gap, the Packers, you know, if he's going to play nose in the 3-4, he's going to be asked to two gap a little bit more often. Just one more note here about Josh Boyd, talking about his numbers. He became a full-time starter as a sophomore. He had 24 tackles, 7.5 for a loss, and 2.5 sacks. Not too bad as a sophomore, right? So then as a junior, he saw his production rise. So is, you know, getting even kind of better here. 51 tackles, so more than double from the sophomore to the junior year in terms of tackles. 24 to 51 tackles. 8 for a loss, and 5.5 sacks. That's pretty darn good for a player of his size, a 300-pounder. 8 tackles for a loss, 5.5 sacks. That's amazing. But then you saw the production dip as a senior. 33 tackles, 2.5 for a loss, only 1.5 sacks. Now, the question is that because all of a sudden teams identified Josh Boyd as the best defensive lineman at Mississippi State, so they're going to double team him with everything they've got? Or was it a case where his play kind of fell off the map a little bit? Which is a good question. I'm not really sure what may have happened there with Josh Boyd. I certainly didn't watch him intimately, although I saw Mississippi State play from time to time on TV, but I honestly never went back and watched Boyd's film. Anything I saw on him was live on TV, where I didn't really analyze that closely. Here we have Micah Hyde now. Let's turn our attention to the cornerback / safety here from Iowa. His strengths, according to the NFL.com profile. Effective zone defender with closing speed and length to knock away passes or make the interception. Height, vertical, and strong hands allow him to snatch jump balls away and knock away throws between levels of the defense. Uses his length to keep receivers off his body in the run game and prevent ball carriers from stiff-arming him in space. Also uses his hands and upper body strength to rip off blocks. Aggressive run defender, comes downhill in a hurry to chop down running backs. Wraps up receivers after the catch, special teams contributor. So kind of a good thing, getting a very aggressive guy here, which, of course, that's what the Packers defense needs, aggressive guys. Defensive linemen, defensive backs who aren't afraid to tackle. Kind of was a weakness the past few seasons. But here are his weaknesses. Quote, teams might be split on his best NFL position. Average recovery speed at cornerback, must prove himself in man coverage as he will fail to say with receivers downfield. Loses track of receivers in space, gets caught looking into the backfield, or stops running while overlooking the ball down the sideline. Looks tight in the hips, will struggle to consistently turn and run, ducks his head at times trying to make open field tackles, and is not a physically imposing free safety. So while he might be physical at corner, he might not be so physical if he were a safety, and maybe size has something to do with that. We'll see. Now, I have an interview here. I talked to Micah Hyde at the NFL Combine, and I have some audio here I'm going to share. And I pressed him on whether he was a corner or a safety and what teams are talking to him about. And you listen, he almost insists he will be a cornerback. But you know, said largely he's open to the idea of playing safety. So listen in here. This is Micah Hyde at the NFL Combine. I'm trying to get this here. Hang on. What? Something's going wrong here. Oh, I fixed it here. We'll get it going right now.
11 6 or something like that.
Did you match up a lot with people, or did you just play aside?
Yeah, this year I did, yeah. I did. I can't remember which games, but also played, you know, we played right, left, strong, weak, matched up against guys.
Okay.
Yep.
What do you feel your strengths and weaknesses are right now?
I know I'm a versatile player. I know whatever somebody puts me at, you know, whether it's special teams or corner. I even play a little safety. Whatever it is, I'm gonna, you know, try my hardest. I'm gonna do my best at it, and I'm capable of doing it. Weakness, you know, you can always tackle better. I make the tackle, but sometimes it's not with a lot of physicality, and I get the guy down, but it's not, like I said, it's not a lot of physicality, and you just gotta bring the hips, bring the legs more. As of right now, corner. Yep.
In interviews, do teams say, like, we're looking at you at safety?
No. This whole process has been, you know, I've been trying to get, you know, evaluated as a corner. And, you know, I let them know I'm a versatile player, like I just told you guys, and I'm capable of doing whatever. So I played, you know, safety in the past. So I'm just throwing that out there just to let them know that, you know, I can, whatever they put me, I can do.
So
but this whole time I've been corner.
Drafts you and says, hey, we want you to play safety. How are you going to react to that? Or do you say, hey, I'm a corner?
That's fine. Like I just said, I've played safety in the past, and I'm capable of doing that. And, you know, if I'm drafted playing safety, I would love to do that.
People think about that because of Godfrey made the move.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
From the Lions.
It's been there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
What did it mean to you win the Tatum Woodson Award?
Oh, it was a huge honor. It was a huge honor. You know, obviously, there's a lot of great DBs in the Big Ten this year. There's some good guys that we play, and, you know, just watching them play against our offense, they did a good job against us. You know, it's humbling to know that, you know, a lot of coaches in the Big Ten would vote for me for that. And you know, obviously, they have some respect for me and my game. So, like I said, it's a great honor.
Okay, those are two of the more physical guys around. You had a lot of tackles in college. I'm not saying you're a physical guy like that, but you kind of like that style of play.
You asked that question?
I guess I'm not saying that you're a gigantic hitter like Jack Tatum was, but I guess, do you feel like you like that physical style of play?
Like I said, I can become a better tackler. I think that's well known. I get the guys down. You just said yourself, I had a lot of tackles, but I can, you know, be more physical with it, and I know that.
This whole process, going through what you're going through this week, what's your assessment of the way it's working?
I'm just embracing it. You know, obviously it's you know, raining pretty smooth. You know, today we got up at 4 o'clock and it's brutal, but you know, I'm still fighting and I still got a smile on my face right now, so I'm good. And you know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. You know, there's all these scouts here and all these coaches and GMs and stuff like that, and it's a job opportunity. So you got to take it with the best of them and embrace it.
It's a job interview.
Yeah.
You've been preparing that like other kids in college do, right?
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to prepare. You know, it's not just, you know, the running on the field. It's a lot of mental stuff, too, and a lot of interviews. And you gotta be on your P's and Q's.
What was your measurables height and weight?
My weight was 197, and my height was 5'11", 6", I think.
Matt Elam, Florida safety, podium seat. Matt Elam, podium seat.
Are you expecting to run in the 40?
I'm expecting to break 4.5. You know, in my sophomore year and in college, I ran a 4.5. That's the last time I ran it. So, you know, I'm just, you know, my goal is to PR in it, obviously, and break a 4.5.
How many teams have you met with this week? Just
one. Ooh, last night, I'm not sure. It was probably from 7 o'clock to 10:30. We was just, you know, team to next team to next team. So, I don't know, just throw out maybe 12, 15 teams.
You know if the Broncos were on?
There's so many scouts there, and that, yeah, asking so many questions, pulling you this that way. So, yeah, I'm not sure.
So there you go. New Packers cornerback Micah Hyde, former Iowa product, talking to us at the NFL Combine about where he'll play in the NFL, whether he'll play safety, cornerback. He wants to be a corner, wants to be evaluated as a corner. And I got to say, at 197 pounds and the good job he did at Iowa as a corner, I think that's where he should at least start out. And like I said, maybe it ends up where he's kind of this corner safety hybrid, can play both, can back up both positions. Maybe he's your Jarrett Bush of the future, where he is your special teams ace. For being a special teams ace, Jarrett Bush is making a pretty penny. A lot of people feel that maybe anybody off the street, maybe not anybody, but you know, there's guys coming out of college that can do that kind of thing instead of paying Jarrett Bush that much money. And maybe that's what the Packers could be kind of thinking up about here. So anyway, what do we got here? Somebody on the live blog, what do we got here in the sixth round for picks? I kind of been on air. And again, to tell you the truth, I still haven't figured out what the Packers gave the Broncos here exactly to move up in the fourth round. So somebody want to clue me in as to what choices the Packers have here ahead of them. I know they've got something in the six, although I'm not sure how many anymore. So we'll see here, and they should be making a couple more picks here shortly, regardless. And hopefully at some point here, we'll get on the phone with Andrew Garda at Radio City Music Hall, it live in New York City. Here we go. Wisconsin Rob says 1 in the 6th and then 3 7th. So you could make perhaps the presumption here that the Packers at some point will use one of those sevens to trade up. Maybe they get 2 6th rounders or something like that. So got to be on the lookout for that too. Packers still haven't gotten a receiver, still haven't gotten a cornerback, still haven't gotten a tight end, among other positions. But so, and outside linebacker too. In fact, I got to start going. Has Michael Buchanan of Illinois been taken yet? That's one of my guys I liked, as early as the fifth round. So now that we're in the sixth, maybe he's, and again, maybe he could be gone by now. Maybe he's taken while we're on air, but that's a name I'm looking at going forward here. Illinois' Michael Buchanan. Wisconsin Rob says no on Buchanan. So we'll see. We'll watch. But thanks, folks. I'll take off again here, and we'll be back after the Packers make their sixth round selection. Who knows? Maybe more than one sixth round selection. So we'll see here. Let's see here. I got some music here. Here we go. String Cheese Incident, Give Me the Love, from Psy Fidelity Records.